The Secession. In November 1898, Gustav Klimt prepared to step into the spotlight. Klimt and his fellow maverick artists were unveiling their palace dedicated to Art Nouveau on the Ringstrasse. It was a monastic white building crowned by a dome of golden laurels, designed by architect Josef Maria Ulbricht. All of Vienna paused to stare at this temple, for those who believed art had the power to change the world. Here, Klimt and 18 of Vienna's most talented artists would break away from the establishment and fight for their art of the soul. Vienna artists were frustrated. Aesthetic tastes were dedicated by a handful of upper-class patrons who had the money to buy and commission art. They preferred historic art, exemplified by Hans Marquardt's neo-Renaissance painting of Romeo and Juliet that endlessly repeated medieval or ancient Greek themes, mirroring the neoclassical architecture on the Ringstrasse. Vienna artists who had defected from the official Unsterhaus were electrified by Vincent van Gogh and the French Impressionists. They wanted the freedom of Pablo Picasso and Henri Matisse. In Paris and Munich, the work of new artists hung alongside the old. But the staid Vienna establishment refused to display experimental work in major museums. In Klimt's view, state sponsors created a dictatorship of exhibitions that showed only weak and false art, and grasped every opportunity for attacking genuine art and genuine artists. Even worse, the incestuous relationship between art dealers and some artists fostered a stale culture of art for hire that stifled innovation and had people buying paintings that go with the furniture, as the critic Hermann Bahr complained. The fight was on. Business or art? That is the question of our secession, Bahr said. Shall the Viennese painters be damned to remain petty businessmen, or should they attempt to become artists? Those artists who are of the opinion that paintings are goods, like trousers or stockings, to be manufactured according to the client's wishes, should stay in the state-sponsored Unsterhaus, he said. Those who want to reveal, in painting or drawing, the secrets of their soul, are already in the society. At the opening, the patrons walked under a credo by Ludwig Hevesi, painted over the door. To every age its art, to art its freedom. Throughout the building, the secessionists repeated their vow to create art that reflected their moment in history.